Episode 1211, Sound the Alarms.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. Today is Relationship Builders Day, and I've got to tell you, woo! I've got a doozy, everyone. We're back on the road. It is my daughter's graduation, so we're back up north. And guess what? Sound the alarms. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, have you ever felt like you're running in all different directions within the same minute? Oh yeah, sound the alarms. How will you make it through? It's so unfair. It's not like you have all the answers to everything, yet you are doing everything. Yep, it's unfair. Getting the car ready for the trip, packing the bags and double checking them. Oh yeah, reminding the boys, do you have at least a pair of pants and a clean shirt? Please. Taking the puppy to the kennel. Oh wait, lunch needs to be made because he's not capable of doing it himself. Then the dishes. I can't forget my shower. Oh my gosh, I want to feel clean for the trip, at least to start. May not happen by the end of the trip, but to start it, let's start clean. Then it's closet time. What to wear? What do I wear? I don't know where anything is. I literally just threw all my stuff in the closet. And then, really, does it fit? Ugh! Sound the alarms. Probably it's all too familiar, isn't it? Okay, maybe not that exact scenario, but that's my scenario of yesterday. Trying to get it all put together. And as I was figuring out everything I needed to remember so I would not forget anything I was supposed to remember, it hit me. Why am I sweating all the small stuff? What really matters is that I'm there for my daughter to celebrate her day. It doesn't matter what my husband is or is not doing, and probably in my mind I'm thinking more of the is not doing. Come on, be realistic here. It's just you and me, right? But what really matters, it's my daughter's day. It's her day to celebrate. The main thing is, I got to have a camera to capture a few memorable shots and then to be dressed in more than my underwear and bra. Just saying. Don't sweat the small stuff. God is in the details. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. God is in the details. We are so super quick to make everything crazy because we are in the middle of the mess. I was in it yesterday. I thought for sure I was going to drown in it. I cleaned the car. I was even cleaning the wells of the car, you know, where you step into it. I don't know if that's what you call it. I was cleaning the window so I could see out of them because I knew I was going to be driving at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, while you're sleeping. But I knew that we had to let my boys, they had to go to school yesterday because they had testing, and I just could not take them out. And they were like, Mom, we can't miss it. So I said, okay, fine. But I've got to get everything else ready. That means I've got to record and talk to the family, our extended family, you. And I've got to make sure that, well, I have clothes to wear. It can't just be an underwear and a bra. I mean, I did joke with my daughter that I was coming in my bikini. She was like, oh, Mom, please do not. Of course, I wasn't going to do that to her. Maybe it'd be appropriate in Hawaii, but she's not getting married in Hawaii. So what do you do when things are just going all crazy on you? Maybe you're having that stress right now. Can you believe already we're in the month of May? We have Memorial Day around the corner. I know there's graduations. It could be even from kindergarten graduations. You could have an eighth grade graduation. I know some kids now that do fifth grade graduations. There's a graduation. There's a celebration. We all want an excuse for a party. Today is what? Cinco de Mayo. Another excuse for an incredible party. Why not? Celebrate it. Let's get out the guacamole and some chips and salsa. I'm all for it. Okay, it won't happen real soon because probably while you're listening to this, I'm sitting here listening to every name being read. Oh my goodness, I pray that I make it through. But you know what? That's the whole point. What's the bigger picture here? It has nothing to do with whether my dishes are clean, whether the car wells are clean or not, whether I can really see out of the window. Okay, I need to see a little bit. for safety issues, but ultimately I don't have to sit there and have them spick and span considering there's rain in the forecast on our drive up. But we get ourselves in a tizzy and we do it to ourselves. I know I do. And then what happens is we start yelling at who? Oh, yeah, the ones we love the most. Yeah, oh, I've already probably given so many death looks through the walls of the house when I was getting everything ready. Like, seriously, hun, could you not step it up a little bit? But did I say anything to him? No. Because in all honesty, I know he was doing other things. In my opinion, maybe not as important as what I needed done to accomplish my to-do list for the family. Because as you know, especially as women, right, we carry the to-do list of the entire family. And that means even my son and daughter who aren't here, I'm already going, oh, wait, but I got to bring this. And oh, yeah, her three roommates, I've got to bring some things for them. It's just one thing after another. But we get wrapped up in our stuff and we forget the bigger picture. We got to let God in. Let him be a part of those small itty bitty details. So guess what? I finally stopped. I took a deep breath. More like I took five deep breaths. God grabbed me and whispered, I got this. You don't have to worry about anything. Just make sure you're clothed and know that I've got it all under control. Do you think I was startled? Oh, you better believe it. I was startled. God is in the details. Well, now that I'm all cleaned up, clothes hanging for tomorrow's graduation, which is happening today, I'm ready to load it all up. And yes, I'm loading up the truck. It's time to hit the road. But you know what? When you hit that road, you got to remember that God is in the details. Maybe you're too caught up in your mess. We get caught up in our messes. I was caught up in my messes for years. And the thing is I continued to let those messes build upon themselves. And it was the emotions and the feelings that I began to harbor. And they were not good ones. And over time, that began to break our marriage down. I didn't see it at the time. Why? Because I was in the middle of the mess. I thought I had everything under control. Because ultimately, whoop, I got everything done on that to-do list for that day. And I moved on to the next day. And I check, 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 check. That's all done. Oh, move on to the next thing. That's all done. But little did I know that as I was checking off my list, my marriage was becoming unraveled behind. And the one that I said I do to became very lonely. Now, yes, it's a two-way street. But when you're in the middle of a mess, sometimes it's hard to see your own contribution. You see, God woke me up. And he said, hey, hey, hey. He grabbed me and said, I got this. It's hard sometimes. If you're stuck in that middle, in that mess, and you can't really see, like maybe you're feeling actually that, whoa, I do have it all under control. Maybe to a degree you do, but there's probably some things that you don't. If you want some help with this, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You probably heard this before, but maybe today you're really supposed to be listening. Maybe today is your day that you say, I'm tired of being in this mess. I'm tired of living life feeling like I'm doing it always by myself. That's not a good relationship to be in. I know in all honesty that, yeah, I could have stopped for 2.5 seconds, let go of my control, and said, hey, hun, will you do this for me? And you know what? He would have. But you see, I made the assumption that he would just assume and just take it for me. That's a long time in the making. And that's understanding each other after you've made a lot of mistakes. But when you're in the middle of the mess, it's hard to see that. Maybe you are there. Maybe you're tired of living it. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. Be bold today for your marriage, for you personally. You deserve it. God wants to honor you. Now, as much as I'd like to say, yeah, I'm sure we're going to get there safely. Because as you're listening to this, we're in graduation right now. And it's an exciting day. And I'm so looking forward to hearing her name announced. All of her hard work over these past 4 years. Doesn't matter what you're wearing, at least it's your clothes. No bra and just underwear. Oh, no. But what does matter is that God is in the details. Sound those alarms. He's got it all under control. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.